The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
We come together today in praise and thanksgiving for the gift of life itself. Someone gave birth to us, and some of us have given birth. And all of us have been mothered in our time. All of us have mothered. Let our time today be one of recognition that we arrive from so many places, joy and delight, wistfulness and longing and worry, unmet needs and unfulfilled dreams, loss and sorrow, loss and emptiness, loss and regret. All that life is made of, mothers are made of too. Today we sing the songs of so many mothers who are single parents, foster parents, mothers who relinquished their young out of necessity, mothers who found their heart in adoption, mothers who left their children in a thousand ways, mothers who rejoice and mothers who mourn. We sing the songs of the grandmother, the auntie, the classroom teacher, the Sunday school teacher, the babysitter, the neighbor with endless cookies and time. There is a kind of love we cannot live without. It is never too late, no matter our age or situation. We sing a song of gratitude for all the moments of being known, being cherished, being found. Good morning. And welcome and happy Mother's Day. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, and I'm always so happy to welcome you to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, whether you are joining us in person or whether you are with us virtually. You are welcome here. No matter where you are on life's grand journey, we welcome you here with your heartache, with your joy, with your confusion, with your answers. You are welcome here. Ours is a free faith, which provides the freedom to challenge and explore beliefs in community, to come together celebrating our sameness and celebrating our diversity. So come, let us witness to the love of all life. Come, let us worship together. And today is Mother's Day. I hope that's not a surprise. I hope no one's like, oh gosh, today's Mother's Day. And it's the month of May, and in May, we're delving into the ministry theme of creativity. And yes, there's a strong parallel there with motherhood and creation. And that's where I want to spend our time today, in that space of witnessing to and feeling that power of creativity, that power of motherhood. And if you've heard me speak before, which that's true for many of you, you might know that one of my really big things about ministry and about religion is that I want a lived faith. I want a faith lived out in actions. I like embodying religion more than just talking about it. I mean, I like talking about religion, but I like, okay, so what does that mean for how you live? So this is part of what we're doing. We are hopefully embodying our faith, embodying creativity in our service. And with that parallel between motherhood and creativity, creativity and motherhood are amazing. They're beautiful, awe-inspiring, difficult, messy, and holy. And so that will be happening during our service. And even more, wait, there's more. For all the aspects of the service, we have pieces picked out, but I don't have people to say all of them. So what I'm going to do is it will be amazing, it will be beautiful, and it will be messy, is I'm going to give you the opportunity, anyone who wants, to come up and read the pieces of the service. Are you ready? You're coming right now? You can go for it. And it's okay. You don't have to choose. You don't have to say your own words. It's just coming up and preaching what I have. Or reading what I have. And my advice for last minute worship involvement is my advice with motherhood too, which take with a grain of salt, because I'm not a mother, so take this with a grain of salt. But I do know worship involvement, So my advice is take your time, act with love, and mistakes happen. You're doing just fine. So would someone like to come forward and lead the lighting of our chalice and our peace lamp? And if you don't know this about me also, I am okay with empty dead space.
A Mother's Day Chalice Lighting by Claudine Deanne Oliva. We light this chalice for mothers and mothering, to celebrate those who have taken on the task of nurturing a young one, baby, child, or youth into adulthood, to celebrate those who have nourished the light of truth and compassion in growing minds and hearts, to celebrate those who have committed time, money, energy to the growth of others in this world. We light this chalice to celebrate and hold dear this flame of love.
Thank you, Jerry.
And now, as Andrew writes the peace lamp, please respond responsively. May peace be with us.
And
so be it.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you. We are going to sing now, and as we're doing so, we want to make sure we're very open and accessible so people can see. And also, so you can, if you're doing arts and crafts, you may remain seated, rise in spirit. If you feel the need to rise in body, just go to the end of the aisle. And that's okay, because you won't be blocking anyone's view. What gift can we bring?
Can we bring what present, what token, what words can convey it? The joy of this day, when grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, what song can we offer in honor and praise? Give thanks for the past, for those who had and watered so dreams could come true. Give thanks for the now, for study, for worship, for mission that bids us turn prayer into deed. This gift we now bring, this present, this token, these words can convey it, the joy of this when grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, this song we now offer in honor and praise.
This is the one part we do have someone picked out, so don't get nervous yet, except if your name is Linda, and then you can get nervous and come forward to read a story.
Are you ready? Are you ready, helpers? Everybody know what you're going to do? Okay. We have a great story today. Jerry, did I do that right? Am I okay with that? Okay, now I think it's good. Okay. The story we're going to do today is called Are You My Mother? And I need the pages to see, I need to see the pages, but you'll see the pages up on the screen. Okay? So, Are You My Mother? How appropriate today. A mother bird, and by the way, Mike, we're going to fly, okay? Okay, a mother bird sat on her egg. The egg jumped. Oh, said the mother bird, my baby will be here. He will want to eat. I must get something for my baby bird to eat, she said. I will be back. So away she went. Uh-oh, what happened, guys? Look, what happened? Yes, the egg hatched. Where's my mother? He said. Now, where is my bird? Could you show everyone the bird? We have props. He looked for her. He looked up. He did not see her. He looked down. He did not see her. I will go and look for her, he said. So away he went. Yeah. Down out of the tree he went.
Down, down, down. It was a long way down. The baby bird could not fly. He could not fly, but he could walk. Now, I will go find my mother, he said.
You're going to go find your mother? Oh, you can hang her.
He did not know what his mother looked like. He went right by her. He did not see her. Hey, guys, what was she doing?
What was the mom doing?
Yes, she was getting food for her baby. He came to a kitten. Are you my mother? He said to the kitten. The kitten just looked and looked. It did not say a thing. The kitten was not his mother, so he went on. Then he came to a hen. Are you my mother? He said to the hen. No, said the hen. The kitten was not his mother. The hen was not his mother. So the baby bird went on. I have to find my mother, he said. But where? Where is she? Where could she be? Then he came to a dog. Are you my mother? He said to the dog. I am not your mother. I am a dog, said the dog. The kitten was not his mother. The hen.
Oh, by the way, okay, good. Kitten, did you hold yourself up?
The hen. And the dog was not his mother. So the baby bird went on. And then he came to a cow. Oh, there's the cow. Are you my mother? He said to the cow. How could I be your mother? Said the cow. I am a cow. The kitten was not his mother. And the hen was not his mother. The dog and the cow were not his mother. Did he have a mother? I did have a mother, said the baby bird. I know I did. I will have to find her. I will, I will. Now the baby bird did not walk, he ran. Then he saw a car. Could that old thing be his mother? No, it could not. The baby bird did not stop. He ran on and on. Now he looked way, way down. He saw a boat. There she is, said the baby bird. He called to the boat, but the boat did not stop. The boat went on. He looked way, way up. He saw a big plane. Here I am, mother, he called out. But the plane did not stop. The plane went on. Just then the baby bird saw a big thing. This must be his mother. There she is, he said. There is my mother. What is that? Is that his mother? That's a queen. No. He ran right up to it. Mother, mother, here I am, mother, he said to the big thing. But the big thing just said, by the way, that was an improvised snort. Come on, you know that was good, right? Oh, you are not my mother, said the baby bird. You are a...
Can everyone give me a snort?
Snort! I have to get out of here. But the baby bird could not get away. The snort went up. He went way, way up. And up and up and up went the baby bird. But now, where was the snort going? Oh, 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 what is this snort going to do to me? Get me out of here. Just then the snort came to a stop. Where am I? Said the baby bird. I want to go home. I want my mother. Then something happened. The snort put the baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. Just then, the mother bird came back to the tree. Do you know who I am? She said to her baby. Yes, I know who you are, said the baby bird. You are not a kitten. You are not a hen. You are not a dog. You are not a cow. You are not a boat or a plane or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my mother. So come on up here. You get, now, this is... Now wait, before the applause, Corinne has her big moment. Come on up to the mic, Corinne. And now you may applaud for the children.
Great job. Great job. You're taking this thing for me. You're taking this thing
Thank you, Linda, and thank you, helpers and animals. Are you my mother? That was the title of the service. I don't know if anyone caught that. It's like that was where it came from, was that book. Yeah. Sometimes I'm subtle, sometimes I'm not. So, are you my mother? That's one of the, it could be one of the deepest questions there is, and the earliest questions we ask, both as a species and as individuals. Are you the one who created me? Are you the one who gave me life and brought me into this world? Are you the one who is going to care for me? Are you going to teach me how to fly? Are you going to keep me safe and feed me? I mean, it doesn't have to be a baby bird looking for its mama, right? I mean, these questions can be any being looking for meaning, looking for support in their existence. Where is the care that I need? What created me? Where is that force of life? I mean, of course, I go deep. I'm a minister. This is sort of my job. But this can easily be a discussion about divinity and the meaning of life. Are you my mother? And just as much can the answers that little bird gets be generalized into our lives. No, I'm not the one who's going to take care of you. No, I am not your creator. And frankly, some of the answers that the bird gets are maybe kinder than we would expect, right? I mean, if a baby bird fell out of a tree and walked to a kitten, I'm just saying that the outcome probably wouldn't just be the kitten staring at the bird, right? I mean, that's a kinder expression than we might expect. And also with the snort at the end, what does the snort do? The steam shovel puts him back in the nest, puts the baby bird back, gently lifts the baby bird and puts it back into the nest. Mama bird is off, away from home, and a stranger comes along and provides care and safety. Now, newborn left all alone and a stranger reaching out with care and with love to ensure safety. So maybe snort is the baby's mother in a way. Who is providing what we expect from a mother figure? Mom is away, a steam shovel's there to help. But wait, the mother's off getting food. Yes, yes, yes. And here's where we get into the complexities of the story, which doesn't seem complex when you first read it. Right? What does it take to be a mother sometimes? Is the mama bird being motherly when it leaves its child to find food? Sure. Is the steam shovel being motherly when it picks up the baby bird and puts it back in the nest? Yeah, okay, each in their own ways. The point is for us that on this day and in this space, I want to challenge us all, challenge you to think of those who have mothered to you, whether they are your biological mothers, whether they are someone unrelated or someone else. And also think about those whom you have mothered. Yes, your offspring, if you have offspring. But who else have you mothered to? Where have you been a caring and loving presence to someone in need of a mother? Motherhood, the creation, the sustaining of life is beautiful and complex. And now, who would like to come forward and speak on that complexity and share our next reading, The Complexities of Motherhood? I'm safe from a stampede. Yes, you're right. Yes.
The Complexity of Motherhood by Lydia Geary. On Mother's Day, let us mark how beautiful and complex it can be to be mother and to be mothered. To those who have mothered, we thank you. To those who rejoice in the work, the role, the presence of mothering and mothers, we celebrate you. To those who are in the thick of parenting children of any age, we appreciate you. To those who experience loss through infertility, abortion, miscarriage, adoption, or running away, we mourn you. To those who have lost their mothers, we grieve with you. To those who have endured abuse at the hands of their mothers, we acknowledge you. To those who experience pain at the marking of this day, we witness you. To those who are single moms, grandmoms, stepmoms, foster moms, adoptive moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, We need you. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. May we reflect with gratitude on the wide spectrum of mothering that happens in our lives and in our communities.
We're going to sing again this song, Breaths, by Issei Barnwell. So you may rise, you may stay seated. The lyrics will be on the screen. Who is up for reading a story this morning? This one is about chosen mothers and chosen families. I can always count on. No? If anyone wants to come forward, you may. Thank you, Nicole. You can, whichever microphone works well for you. Yep. And you don't have to worry about sharing it because it's up there. Yep.
Cool. My New Mom and Me by Renata Galindo. When I first came to live with my new mom, I was nervous. This would be my home. I'd never had my own room before. I was worried that I didn't look like my mom. So I tried to fix it. But Mom said I didn't need fixing. She likes that we are different. Actually, I think I like it too. And who cares what anyone else thinks? Mom plays with me, and she takes care of me. She does all the things that moms do, even the things that make me mad. Sometimes I don't like Mom. Sometimes I feel really sad. But Mom promises me we'll be okay. She says that if we just try a little harder, tomorrow will be better. Very cute. Look at that. And it is. Mom is learning how to be my mom, and I am learning how to be Mom's kid. We are learning how to be a family. For Maribel and Chuy, and for new families of all kinds.
Thank you so much. The same question as the first story could be asked here too. Are you my mother? And the answer is not a simple yes or no, right? A biological mother might never fill the role of mother. Someone with no shared blood who looks different, with stripes or not, might be our mother. We might be the mother to others who are not related to us. The truth is already here. Caregivers, mothers, and offspring can be chosen just as much as biologically created. And sometimes we do not like our mothers, either those chosen or biological. It's normal. It's okay to mess up as a caregiver or as a care receiver. That will happen. And here's a secret I only just realized, actually. Moms make mistakes. I don't know if people knew that, right? I mean, like, those people who we look to for ultimate guidance and love are not perfect. Your mother figure or figures, the mama bird, the steam shovel, they will anger, disappoint, frustrate you. Just as you will anger, disappoint, and frustrate those people you are taking care of. Part of our ongoing life journey is learning to be a caregiver, learning to be a care receiver, learning how to create, learning how to be created. And as we create and we are co-created, I'd like someone to lift up a prayer for us, a prayer of co-creation.
Creative Spirit, source of life and love, we give thanks for the beauty of this day and for the company of those assembled here. Thank you for the breezes of change, clearing our heads and bringing fresh ideas. May they cleanse our minds of the oppressions and isms that divide us. Thank you for the flame of hope, the heat of righteous anger, the warmth of compassion, the fire of commitment. May they bubble the cauldrons of transformation. Thank you for oceans of love, rivers of connection, tears of relief, and pools of serenity. May healing waters flow over us and through us and among us, wearing down the sharp rocks of despair to bring joy in the morning. Thank you for the good earth beneath us, around us, and within us. May we take this clay and co-create a new realm of justice and beauty. Thank you for all these and more. We accept our gifts and commit to building, sculpting, painting, singing, and dancing them to life, to abundant life. So be it. Blessed be. Amen.
And now we're getting to like the meat of the service. The part where we all get to take the words and the stories and the musics and the thoughts we've been experiencing and live into this amazing, beautiful, messy creativity. We're going to open up the time for arts and crafts, which is exactly what it says and what some of you have already been doing. There are cards. There are cards laid out. There's other stuff. There's also, I don't need to introduce you. There's arts and crafts supplies. Some found here, some brought from home. Anne grabbed a bunch. Linda grabbed some. Thank you. And the charge for you, I am charging all of you, even those of you sitting in these chairs in front of the tables, and even those of you at home, grab some arts and crafts supplies, is to express your feelings of motherhood, of creation, through your own creation. You may write a card to your mother, chosen or biological. You may write a craft for someone who has cared for you, for someone you have mothered too. Create a piece of artwork for yourself, or maybe choose a poem and compose for someone who has passed. It's however you feel moved. So I charge you to be creative. And remember that creativity, like motherhood, is holy, it's amazing, it's messy, and it's beautiful. So let us listen to some music and do some art. And if you are walking around, moving, making noise, that's okay.
The Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. She makes me lie down in green meadows, beside the still waters she will lead. She restores my soul, she rights my wrongs, she leads me in a path of good things and fills my heart with songs. Even though I shake me, she has said she won't forsake me. I'm in her hand. She sets a table before me in the presence of my foes. She anoints my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, surely goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in her house forever, forever and ever. Glory be to our mother and daughter, and to the Holy of Holies, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
So we can hold this space for a little bit, but we need to move on. You don't have to move your chairs around next, because the next portion of our service is sharing, but sharing in a different way than we usually do. So I encourage you to keep on doing art, take it home, maybe bring it to the potluck we're having after service and keep on working on it. Give your art away, keep it for yourself, wherever it needs to go. But right now we're going to shift to sharing. And here's what I want you to do is turn to those nearby you, either if you're at a table, at the table, if you're on Zoom, maybe you can, are we able to have them talk to each other and not through here? Is that great? We'll make something happen so you can talk to each other on Zoom. If you're sitting down, just turn your chair around. Talk with those around you. Share your thoughts, your feelings, what's coming up. What you're like, oh my gosh, my motherhood was awful, or Mother's Day means a lot to me, or it means little, or my highs, my lows, whatever you feel comfortable sharing. And remember that sharing is holy. In opening up ourselves, in witnessing someone else's story. So be gentle with each other. But here is a time for you to share your thoughts, your feelings about motherhood and Mother's Day. My hope is that I'm interrupting
you.
You
better get off.
That's my, am I interrupting? That's my hope. And I hope I'm interrupting you so that this conversation continues on. So at the potluck, over social hour, when you get home, you're like, oh, I wanted to share about this. And that's good. Hold that tension. Hold that tension. Let this conversation continue on so we learn about ourselves, so we learn about other people. Please continue this conversation. And now, who would like to come forward and offer up a prayer for all who mother?
The life-giving ones who heal with their presence, who listen in sympathy, who give wise advice, but only when asked for it. We are grateful for all those who have mothered us, who have held us gently in times of sorrow, who celebrated with us our triumphs, no matter how small, who noticed when we changed and grew, who praised us for taking risks, who took genuine pride in our success, and who expressed genuine compassion when we did not succeed. On this day that honors mothers, let us honor all mothers, men and women alike, who from somewhere in their being have freely and wholeheartedly given life and sustenance and vision to us. Dear God, Mother, Father of us all, grant us life-giving ways, strength for birthing, and a nurturing spirit, that we may take attentive care of our world, our communities, and those precious beings entrusted to us by biology, or by destiny, or by friendship, fellowship, or fate. Give us the heart of a mother today. Amen.
Thank you. Our closing hymn today, the same artist, what I find a very, very moving piece entitled We Are. So again, you may continue working, you may stand up to the side, the lyrics will be on the screen.
For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are our grandmother's prayers, and we are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage. Father, daughters of time, daughters of dust, and the sons of great visions. We're sisters of mercy, brothers of love, lovers of life, and the builders of nations. We're seekers of truth, keepers of faith, makers of peace, and the wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers, we are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, fathers of time, daughters of dust, and the sons of great visions. We're sisters of mercy, brothers of love, lovers of life, and the builders of nations. We're seekers of truth and keepers of faith. We are makers of peace and the wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are our grandmother's prayers, and we are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are
one. We are going to surely extinguish our chalice and the peace lamp, knowing that the flame of hope, the flame of motherhood, the flame of life lives on in each of us. Who would like to come forward and read our closing words?
Yeah, I'll do that right after, right here. I just want to go off script for a second, because it's services like today that remind me that TPUF has been a source of mothering for me for years. But I think of the TPUF motherers that are no longer with us. So Adele and Sally and Roz, I wish they could be here, because they were such lights who were here for as mothers here. Anyway, thank you. So the closing words, "Let me sing the magic of imagination," by Susan L. Van Dreser. Let us sing the magic of imagination, by which we know one another and learn the lives of eras gone by. Let us sing the magic of creation, by which we build the world of our soul and teach its wisdom to others, young and old. Let us sing the magic of our lives together, holding and shaping by the movement of breath from heart to lung, all new life that is to come. Now, go now with singing, go now with magic in your fingertips, touch this world with life.
And blessed be, and announcements.